Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I want to welcome you if you're a longtime listener. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. This is your first time tuning in. We thank you as well. We could not do this without all of you in radio land, so thank you so much. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, more than likely will not be joining me tonight. So she's taking care of some other things behind the scenes, but we are just always glad to be with you. And I won't be with you long tonight. We have about 15 minutes, well, close to 17 minutes, and we're just going to do a short segment tonight because I wanted to come and let you know that this is Black History Month. As everybody already knows, so I'm not telling you something that you don't already know, but just wanted to share some things with you about what is going on, what we're doing, and how we can do some things different. We're so excited about all the programs that we have, and we just want to let you know that we are still here. We're championing for women in business, women in finance. And so for those of you who do not know who we are and what we do, this is your first time tuning in, so let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And this is headed up by my business partner, Veronica McMillan. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes. We also talk a lot about entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference, and our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to come educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So if you need more information about any of the things that I've just said, please feel free to contact myself or Veronica McMillan. If you want to contact Veronica, you can contact her at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And it's info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. For me, it is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. We just look forward to being with you, talking to you, going through some of the programs that we're going to be doing. So I'm really excited tonight to talk a little bit about our upcoming events. That's going to be the first Saturday in March, and I believe that is March the 4th. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but it's March the 4th. And we're going to be talking about money, trauma, and drama. What does that mean for the average person? When we're looking at our finances, oftentimes we can get into a place where we know what to do, but we're just not doing it. That's some of us. And then others of us have no clue what to do. We're not sure how to move forward. We don't have a budget. We're not planning for anything. Excuse me. We're not planning anything special for any particular reason. That's how we've always done it. That's how we're going to keep on doing it. But I want to just encourage you to make some new decisions in 2023, to look at your finances, look at where you are, develop some new skills so that you can be in control of your money and not your money controlling you. Because the sad thing is, so many times that's what's happening. We're working day after day after day. working as hard as we can, and we still can't seem to make ends meet. We're just not sure what it is that we're supposed to be doing, how we're going to do it. So tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about the money drama and money trauma, whichever one applies to you, because everybody's not in crisis mode. Some people are just trying to figure things out and to develop those new skills. And then some people are, they just are way in so deep that they don't know how to move forward. So tonight I'm going to come and just give you a few tips and things that can help you with your money, how to take back your power, how to make sure that you're looking at what you're doing and not causing trauma in your family, because sometimes we can do that as well. And looking at where you are and the things that you're going through, it takes sometimes for somebody else to walk you through it so that you can dive in deep and just see where you are. The good thing is, first of all, we have to kind of figure out what it is that money drama is. So we're looking at who we are, what we're doing, and how we can change things. What has that meant to me? What has brought on the drama in my life or even the trauma? So looking at how you do things with money and what has been your money mantra. Some of us don't have a money mantra. We've never thought about it, but some of us have thought about it. What is it that when you think of money and your finances, what are you really thinking about? What have you learned as an adult? What was going on in your household? What events triggered you to not be clear about your money and what's going on, and what causes you to have those negative feelings about money? So tonight we're just going to talk a little bit about the money drama whole series and what it looks like and how can we move forward from that. So we want to make sure that we're looking at what we're doing, how we're doing it, making those good decisions. And so I wanted to give you a few things that can trigger a trauma and that can also trigger drama in your life. Financial trauma can be passed on from generation to generation, or where you end up following the same patterns that your family did, whether it was your mom, dad, or your sister or brother, whoever it was that you were focused on when you were listening to how they spoke about money, you kind of take those things on and you mimic what you know. And it can cause financial loss for you. It can cause, you know, losing your home or going into bankruptcy. It can cause a divorce. It can cause relationships to break up. And so we want to make sure that we're looking at who we are, what we're doing, and why is this happening to us over and over again. We talk about Black History Month, but I brought that up because we are talking about generations of people doing what you learned from them and what they learned from their parents and their parents' parents. So when we're looking at financial trauma, we're looking at our income and over a period of time and what is happening with that. How did you get to the point where you are today? So I know I'm kind of asking questions because, you know, that's what I do. But I want you to start thinking about, how did I end up here where I am today? And what are some of the things that I can do different so that I can change that trauma that I'm going through or the drama that I'm experiencing? Things like some of the signs are you're overspending or you are avoiding paying your bills. Now, sometimes you may not think that's such a bad thing because you're like, okay, I work every day. I don't need this lady telling me what it is that I need to do with my money. But you do need some guidance. What are your negative thoughts and your patterns around money? How has it affected you? Does it cause you stress? So when you're thinking about it, when you're going out and maybe you're going shopping, are you making a list before you go, or are you just going out blindly buying things? This can cause stress as well, because when you get to the store and I know you heard people say all the time, never go to the store hungry, because if you do, what you're going to put in that cart are things that you really don't need. They are things that you want. And so your cart is going to fill up quickly, and then when you get home, you're going to be causing yourself more stress because you bought things that you really were not supposed to buy. And so you have that negative undertone about, why did I do that and why do I keep doing it? Some other things that cause trauma is the fear of running out of money. When we talk about, especially women, what is the one thing that you have a fear about when it comes to your money? And most of the time, women would say, I want to make sure that I don't run out of money, that I don't be a burden on my children, or I don't become a bag lady. That's their biggest fear. And that I live too long and I outlive my money. So what are some of the things that you can do to prevent that from happening? One is you have to have a savings plan in place. And two, you have to have an emergency fund. And three, you have to have some kind of retirement plan that you can invest in for your future, so that when you get to the age of retirement, regardless of what age that is, because some people are not going to wait until they're 65 to retire. They're going to retire when they're 60. But what does that look like for you, and are you preparing for that? Some of us have limiting beliefs about money. And then we are watching what everybody else is doing. They're buying a new car, so is that something that I can do and not really be stressed out about it? And sometimes we are isolating ourselves from relationship, because if we're hanging out with our friends, the Joneses, and they're just spending and they have a, you know, they act like they have a windfall of money and they're just doing things, maybe you don't want to hang out with them because you have the fear that you're going to spend money and you are not going to be able to keep up with what is going on with your friends and family. The other part of this is, how do you treat it? You know, what is your mindset around your money? Are you making good decisions? So the one thing that we can do to recover from being in that stressful place and having that trauma is to reduce the amount of money that we're spending. So that's reducing our debt and making sure you're not paying a lot of high interest rates on credit cards, and when you're purchasing things on credit, making sure that you're utilizing the tools that you have, because once you learn how to manage your money, those tools will go into your money toolbox, and that's what I like to call it. Are you planning for the future, or are you just, you know, flying by the seat of your pants, doing whatever it is that you need to do? Are you addressing the things that you're feeling? And this is something that we tend to not do, because you're thinking, well, it's not such a big deal. I know how much money I have, and I hear this all the time. People tell me all the time, I know exactly how much money I have, and I know how much I can spend. But are you spending on things that you want or spending on things that you need? Are you in that place where you need to decide what it is that you're going to do to get a hold of your feelings, and then talk to somebody about what you're feeling? Talk to a friend, talk to someone that you trust, talk to a professional about what it is that you're saying about yourself when you're looking at your financial trauma. And then stop avoiding, making sure that you're spending enough time looking at your finances, because I talk a lot about falling back in love with your money. We know how much money we have in the bank. We know we print out our banking statement. We just don't do it. We're not checking to see if we're getting overcharged for things. We have our money wadded up in our purses and in our wallet. And I always tell people, if you look at how you have your money in your purse for women and in your wallet for men, that's usually how your life is. So if your money is all neat and it's, you know, you have the 50s, the 20s, the 10s, the 5s, the 1s, and it's all neat, normally that person is in control of their money because they do know what they have. But if your money is all wadded up and balled up in a knot, you don't know how much it really is. And if you really want to dive deep into some of the trauma things, is that how your life is too? Is your life all wadded up and balled up, or is your life laid out nice, neatly pressed? So that's something for you to think about. Money trauma is a reality. We do have to address it. And for so long, we have been avoiding it. We have to have a mindset change. So when we're talking about money, we can have bad money habits, but they can be changed. They can be turned around. So what are some of your behavior patterns that you see when it comes to money? Are these habits toxic to your well-being, to your peace of mind? But are you just not really addressing your money issues at all? Are you just lying to yourself about how much money you really have? Because when you're telling me, I know exactly how much I have, but do you really know? So we're going to talk about some of these things, and our first workshop is going to be March the 4th at our office in Virginia Beach. So if you want more information, you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can send an email to Veronica at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. So those two places you can go, or you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can go to Veronica's website at the micrononprofitnetwork.org and log in there. Let us know you want to attend the class. This class is not free, so you will have to register for the class and you have to pay in advance. So if you want to know more information about it, just let us know. So when we were talking about our money, we were talking about our feelings, how we feel, our mindset, how we think, and we're going to dive deep into that, because what I want you to do is to stop thinking about your money in an emotional state and start thinking about your money the way that you should think about it, mathematically and scientifically, because that's going to change the way that you look at your money. That's going to change how you get over having any regrets about your money. So once you learn to do that, you're going to see that your life is going to change. You're going to be able to do some of the things that you want to do, and you're going to learn what your money personality is. So I hope that you will join us for our class, and I'm not even going to tell you what the personalities are, because I want to go through that in the class with you. But there are some money personalities, and there are some money tendencies. How do you look at money, and are you the person that saves, or are you the person that spends? So we're going to dive into all of that. So I really want you to join us for March the 4th, and we're going to keep our classes small because we want to have intimate conversation with you. So if this is something that you're interested in, please let me know. Please email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. The first class is going to be Saturday, March the 4th. You need to sign up. You need to take care of what it is you need to take care of with your entry fee. You're going to get your workbook. So you're going to get a workbook just for you, for your personal journaling, and then you're going to get a workbook for your money process, how you're going to go through that and the experience that you're going to have and the things that are going to change your life for the better. So that's the end of our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I hope that you will come back and join us next week for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. So have a great night. God bless you all. Veronica and I look forward to hearing from you. So if you want to know more information about our class, please let us know. Please sign up and let us know that you are interested. And we will see you next week right here at 6:30. I'm going to run tonight because I have a meeting right at 7 o'clock. So I want to just thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We look forward to being with you next week. Again, go to icwdirector@gmail.com if you need more information. We'll be back next week. Take care. God bless. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. We'll be back next week for more exciting information on how you can do some things different in your life, and then some things will stay the change. But we will stay the same, but we are excited to be with you. God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye.